relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say it, not on this show. Welcome back, dear friends. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. If you haven't done so already, please register for our Stand With Israel tour, 10 days in the Holy Land, later this year, November and December, with my Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza, the director of 2,000 Mules. We're going to be there. We're going to be walking the earth where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Israel has dropped all their COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. We're going to be standing there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee at the Temple Mount at the Garden of Gethsemane. You don't want to miss it. Reserve your seats today. Call 855-565-5519 or go to standwithisraeltour.com. I always do that too quickly. Slow down, Gorka. 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. I'm so excited. I'm also excited because the third hour of today's show is Victor Davis Hanson for the whole hour. Don't you dare miss it. But I'm also very excited for this guest because I like new guests that I've never had on before, and especially when they've done something that nobody else had the stones to do. And that's who we have with us right now. He's Senior Research Fellow at the Center for Education Policy at the Conservative Mothership. It is the Heritage Foundation. He is Dr. Jay Green. Dr. Green, welcome to America First.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
So,
and good luck with that trip to Israel. Sounds great. I'd love to go.
Join us. We'll get you a discount. We'll get you a discount.
That'd be fantastic.
All right. So what I have in my hand is this. So I love the Heritage Foundation, but usually what they do is they publish big tomes like my buddy Jim Carafano's annual book on military strength, which is great, and they're free. Or they do very to-the-point policy papers. Here's three pages on what the tax, you know, reform should be under the Trump administration. They don't do this, which is, this is printed double, I did it double-sided because I want to save the planet because, you know, AOC told me we're going to die in 11 years. So double-sided, 33 pages, replete with footnotes, endnotes. And it's the first study of its kind that I've seen that deals with this insane cult-like transgender transitioning of minors issue. It's called Puberty Blockers, Cross-Sex Hormones, and Youth Suicide. I want to keep you on for two segments, but let me just, for those who haven't read it, I'm going to post it on my Twitter feed right now, on Facebook, on Truth Social. The biggest take-home, and tell me if I'm missing it, is that you just looked, and it's very interesting because you looked at all the states where this unscientific transitioning of children is allowed, I think, without parents' consent. Is that correct?
So, look, there are some states that have an extra barrier or don't have an extra barrier to kids accessing these drugs.
Right.
And it has to do with effectively a natural policy experiment that some states have a provision in law that allows minors to access healthcare without their parents' consent, at least under certain circumstances, and other states don't have that provision.
And you looked at these states, which, fascinatingly right. enough, are both Democrat and Republican run, and you questioned yeah. the key assertion that is used to justify the hormone therapy, the surgical mutilation, which is, hey, if you don't allow this 12-year-old girl to do this, she's going to commit suicide. This is the mantra. You've got to do it, otherwise they're going to commit right. suicide. And you right. found that the reverse is true, correct, doctor?
That's right. So the in the states where it's easier for minors to get access to this relative to the states where it's harder, after these drugs are introduced in the United States, and by the way, it's a relatively new thing. It really did not exist in the United States before 2010. So if we look at it both before and after 2010 and between the states where it was easier and harder, we could see no difference between the two different kinds of states before the drugs come along and after the states come after the drugs come along. In the states where it's easier to access, there's this spike up in suicide, so that there's an extra 14% in youth suicide rates in the states where it's easier to access after the drugs are introduced.
And already, so there's a spike with these states where that are allowing the transitions. And right. We already know, Dr. Green, that the population of those who undergo transition, hormone therapy, cross hormone, chemical castration with things like Lupron, which is used to, by the way, castrate sex offenders. This is being given to children to chemically castrate them, or the mutilation of surgery, the double mastectomies, I'm not even going to go into the more details. Those individuals who've undergone that, there is a massive increase in, what do they call it, suicidal ideation in that population anyway, correct?
Right, right. So, yeah, the prior research, first, there are only a handful of studies that provide any justification to the Biden administration's claim that these are essential life-saving drugs, that if we don't do this, kids will die. And by the way, it should be clear to everyone that this is a form of emotional blackmail.
Yes.
To get policymakers and parents on board for things that their instincts tell them aren't right. Right? They wouldn't go along with it unless they were effectively coerced with this threat that if they don't go along, kids will die, or their own kids will die, which is really coercive. But it's all based on a falsehood. There are only three studies that actually examine this issue. Only done in the last 2 years, and they're very poorly done because all they do is a convenience survey of adults who identify as transgender, and then they compare those who sought and got the drugs to those who sought and didn't get the drugs. But the problem is those who didn't get it, the problem is that the mental health condition of the control group in that prior research is worse because one of the criteria for getting the drugs is being psychologically stable. You're supposed to be psychologically stable. And so if you sought the drugs and couldn't get them, it could be because you weren't psychologically stable. If you were institutionalized at the time, you wouldn't be able to get the drugs. And so all they're doing is finding that people who start out with more severe emotional problems later report having more thoughts about suicide. It tells us nothing about the effects of drugs. So there's really no prior empirical research that has scientific validity to support the Biden administration's claim that if we don't get on board for this, kids will die.
It's truly incredible that we're doing this to children based upon an absolute dearth, a lack of any empirical data, either to do with mental health or with the long-term consequences of hormone therapy or the psychological impact of the surgical mutilation. He's a senior research fellow with the Center for Education Policy. We're going to keep him over for one more segment. Follow him right now at J.P. Green with an E on the end. That's J-A-Y, J.P. Green on Twitter, and the article, you can get it for free, it'll be on our website, is a Puberty Blockers, Cross-Sex Hormones, and Youth Suicide. He has done a great service to this nation and the world by writing this article on the reverse of the accusation when it comes to suicidal ideation amongst teens that have gone through this therapy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Support those that make this show possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. He's just been canceled by Walmart. Support him. Go to MyPillow.com. Use G-O-R-K-A to get up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com. Code Gorka.
Admiral Rachel Levin. And Undersecretary of Defense, Sean Steele. Where's the Secretary Undersecretary of Defense? There you go. Thank you very much for being here. the first and second transgender Americans to be Senate confirmed in American history. Let me say, as Commander-in-Chief, I'm proud to have ended the un-American ban on transgender Americans serving in our military.
It's a flipping cult. What are you cheering about? I mean, really, Rear Admiral, Vice Admiral, what are the qualifications? You cheer somebody if they've done something good or they're qualified. Not because it's a man wearing a skirt, but that is the White House today and the left. Let's actually talk about the reality. The author of this seminal work from the Heritage Foundation on puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and youth suicide. He's a senior research fellow at Jay Green. Jay, two observations, if I may. Number one, it is shocking that any new medical procedure doesn't become commonplace or applied in large numbers unless there have been years, if not decades, of trials, of tests, of small batch guinea pigs, if you will. We have none of that. Am I right in saying we have no long-term data on the consequences of cross-hormone therapy or chemical castration on children, do we?
We don't. I mean, this use of these drugs is an off-label use of drugs that were approved by the FDA for other purposes long time ago.
Right.
And so there's never been a random assignment experiment that would be necessary for FDA approval for this use of these drugs. So we have no rigorous science to prove that these drugs are in fact safe and effective for this use. And we also have no long-term evidence of any kind because this use of these drugs is incredibly novel. It didn't really exist in the United States before 2010.
Yeah. Second question, you just read my mind. You said in the prior segment, 2010 is when this starts. Have you, in all your research, and I'm so glad you said in the break you're going to continue to work on these issues at Heritage, please join and support Heritage, heritage.org. Have you found, because there's that quote from Hemingway that, you know, things happen very, very slowly and then suddenly things happen. What was the, who was driving this? Who in 2010 says, yes, we're going to, you know, cut the breasts off 12-year-old girls? Right. Who's the force behind this, Dr. Green?
So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It did happen gradually and then all of a sudden. And the gradually was that it started actually in the Netherlands around 1990 at a clinic and then kind of spread from there very gradually. And it's not really till 2015 that it ramps up dramatically in the U.S. And it's probably Bruce Jenner changing to Caitlyn Jenner that was the impetus for this very dramatic increase in the interest in changing one's sex or gender identity as a way of potentially of solving one's problem, right? So the issue going on here is that it's largely girls, and girls unfortunately suffer from an unusually high rate of depression and anxiety, especially these days. It's hard being a girl growing up.
We've seen this before. Yeah. I remember in the 80s and 90s, it was bulimia. It was anorexia.
Yeah. Right.
And this seems to be the next version of you know, the group dynamic of the pressures of being a pubescent girl. This is the new thing. But you know, Bruce Jenner being on TV screens is one thing, Doctor. There have to be medical professionals who say, we're going to do this to children. So have you identified a focal point or a center of gravity professionally?
I mean, there are some gender ideology advocates who've really helped spread this. But honestly, this is largely the initial interest in this among teenage girls is peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
And they're getting interested in it and learning about it in the same way they learned about and got interested in eating disorders or cutting. They're just looking for ways of regaining control of their lives and getting on top of problems of depression and anxiety. And then there are some adults who offer this as a solution to their problems. But it's a false solution. It doesn't actually solve their problems. It doesn't. fix their depression. And by offering them a false solution, we leave untreated the real problems they have.
These are so vulnerable, such a vulnerable community that are being preyed upon by adults, by erstwhile medical professionals. And I said it 3 days ago on social media, the idea that mutilating your body will make you happier and sterilizing yourself will make you happier, that's just a non sequitur, a non-starter. Follow this man, J-J-A-Y-J-P Green, on Twitter. Read the article. God bless you for what you are doing. More power to your elbow and the Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Find out for yourself. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and almost 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
It's not hard to boggle his little mind. Poor old Stelty. Did you see the news? They're going to fire him, or who's the other guy? Oh, I don't remember. One of those CNN. Acosta, yes, Abilio, Jim. Thank you. Mr. G was whispering in my ear there. Can you fact-check that for me, Stelter? Because your show is called what again? Unreliable Sources? I need to know, are they going to fire you at CNN? Dear friends, the woke crowd have seized control of our schools. We're fighting back. Now a minority of loud woke voices are trying to take over our corporations. They're fighting it in Florida. You see what DeSantis is doing with Disney. But even companies like American Express are going woke, discriminating on the hiring front, including subversive ideas like ESG inside their corporate policies. Let's push back. The Job Creators Network is fighting. Check out their new project at rockthewoke.com. It is now our opportunity to let our normal voices be heard. That's rockthewoke.com. Rockthewoke.com. Somebody else who needs to have a megaphone to have their voices heard as loud as possible are the political prisoners. Yes, the political prisoners in American jails, in American prisons, very close to this studio. After January the 6th, 800 Americans were hounded, were arrested by the FBI, and some of them are still rotting in prison cells. Why? Not because they killed anybody, because the only person who died on January the 6th was Ashley Babbitt. Say her name, Nancy. Ashley Babbitt, 14-year Air Force veteran, gunned down by Officer Michael Byrd. These people may have trespassed, may have damaged property, but they don't deserve to be still held a year and a half later. That's political persecution. Very few people are fighting for them. Our regular guest, Julie Kelly, is one of them. God bless Julie Kelly and American greatness. But we have somebody who's really doing the lion's share. She is the founder of something called the Patriot Freedom Project. And we are delighted to have Cynthia Hughes with us. Cynthia, welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell our millions of listeners, viewers across the nation, what is the Patriot Freedom Project and why did you create it?
So Patriot Freedom Project is a project that helps wives and children, mothers, fathers, families of people that are caught up in the J6 witch hunt.
Why did you create it?
My nephew, who has been in jail almost 18 months, he was arrested January 15th, 2021 on nonviolent charges, no assault charges. He has been in jail since January of 2021. Solitary confinement, still in solitary confinement, although it has changed a little bit. They spent the first 6 months with 1 hour a day out of their cell. Now they get about 4 hours a day, maybe five.
What is your nephew's name?
Tim Hale.
Tim Hale. And what is he charged with?
He's charged with the, well, he's already been convicted. We went to trial 3 weeks ago. He was charged with the famous obstruction charge.
Obstruction of an official proceedings.
Yes.
And was he told by his state defender that you need to plead guilty? How did it end up going?
No, we went to a jury trial.
Good.
We went to a jury trial. And I'll tell you, the first day of the trial, we were on trial the same week as Sussman. And I watched D.C. defendant after D.C. defendant say they were too emotional, that their emotions were running high about what happened on January 6th, and they didn't know if they could separate their bias. And the judge compelled them to do their civic duty, insisted that they had to do their civic duty. I knew we were in big trouble within minutes.
D.C. defendant, what do you mean by that? You mean
resident, I apologize.
You mean the jurors?
Yes.
Right, so the jurors were saying that they were emotionally disturbed by thinking about January 6th, and then you knew that was it.
Oh, yeah. It was a circus.
What did your nephew get?
Well, we haven't been sentenced yet, so he was guilty on all counts, and we get in September, but we hired a new lawyer.
What? I'm curious. Do you even bother to ask under what auspices, under what justification is somebody held in solitary confinement on nonviolent charges? Did anybody ever tell your nephew?
Well, they're using COVID as their excuse.
Ah, COVID.
Yeah, the famous COVID.
And how did talk to us about the experience of your nephew, but also the others you support through the fund. How has it been? How do these people hold up in under these conditions?
It's very rough. It's very, very rough. It's so rough on, you know, these women and children. There are almost 870, 860 people caught up in this. Of that, almost 100 people are behind bars. And it's not just in D.C. We have people in jail in Virginia, Georgia, New York, Oklahoma, Florida, all over the country, North Carolina. But D.C. inmates specifically, they are held in these crazy solitary confinement conditions. The people that are in D.C., like my nephew, for example, there's no video visits. You're lucky if you get a phone call a day. There's no in-person visits. There's a family in town right now who joined us at our press conference yesterday at the Capitol who is hoping she will get to see her husband tomorrow. She has two little boys, five-year-old, seven-year-old. Her five-year-old told, you know, her husband, he doesn't remember his father's face. It's, how do you justify this?
Yeah. What was your message at your press conference yesterday?
That due process has been denied. That families are, you know, separated. Women are not able to visit their husband. Children are not able to see their fathers. There's not enough, you know, coverage of what's going on. You know, these ridiculous hearings that are being aired are just to create shock and awe.
Yeah.
They only want to excite the people or hope that they will excite the people in our country to say, look what happened, you know, A, because we have the midterm elections, which are probably going to be the most important election of most of our lifetimes, but most importantly, they want to keep Trump off the ballot in 24.
Bingo. And they want to do one more thing. They want to not just intimidate you, your family, your nephew, and the other 890 people. They want to intimidate all 74 million that voted for President Trump. She's Cynthia Hughes. She's going to stay with us for one more segment. Please donate today, patriotfreedomproject.com. That's patriotfreedomproject.com. Did you read where an Arizona real estate agent found out the home she lived in was listed for sale? The problem was she wasn't selling her home. That's what home title theft is about. You need to protect the most valuable asset you own, which is your home, with Home Title Lock. A cyber hacker can get in, write the title over to themselves, taking out loans on your property, and you are left having to prove that you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and stops anyone tampering with it. Go to Home Title Lock right now, read the testimonials from FBI agents, other government officials, and happy customers. Register your address, see if you've already been hacked, and then protect your home. Use my name to get 30 days free protection. That's HomeTitleLock.com, code G-O-R-K-A.
To America First with the indispensable immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm disturbed by what I heard in the break. We'll share it with you in a second. In the meantime, let me just cheer myself up and everybody else out there. It's Pride Month. Let's celebrate Pride Month. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Get your LGBT mug, LGBT t-shirt. Relax. It means let's get Biden to quit. Okay? Get yours today. It's the stars and stripes. It's the rainbows. It's let's get Biden to quit. It's the hottest selling item out there. Get all your America First gear. Let's go brand and gear. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Everything on our site, the Trump three-peat hat, you name it, is made in America. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with one woman who's doing something for the political prisoners in America. She's Cynthia Hughes. She is the founder of the Patriot Freedom Project that raises funds for the families of those who have been targeted and incarcerated by the Biden regime. It's PatriotFreedomFundProject.com. Give money. I'm giving money. Please do it today. PatriotFreedomProject.com. Got a couple of minutes left. I got to ask you to share with our millions of listeners what you said in the break. Your nephew, who's been charged, who's been convicted of this nonviolent crime for obstructing an official proceeding, what state did you find him in after a year and a half in solitary? What's happened to him? This is a kid who's, 12 years in the Army Reserve, super fit, clean cut, and then what has he gone through?
So, well, he hasn't been able to get grooming services, so he hasn't had a haircut.
He hasn't shaved
in a
year and a half?
So, no.
What about medical issues?
So he got sick a few months ago. He had a very, very bad ear infection, bleeding from the ear, trouble hearing, a lot of pain, pressure. They never let him see a doctor.
The D.C. prison didn't provide medical assistance?
No, they brought in like a nurse assistant. She flushed his ear out with some peroxide and gave him, you know, some penicillin. So, but now he's got a little bit of hearing loss in his ear. So, but we don't know if it's permanent. We haven't been able to see a doctor or a specialist in ENT.
And what he has gone through isn't unusual for the people who have been incarcerated. They're awful stories for most of them, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all being truly persecuted. They're just denied basic human rights. The separation from their families, the entire denial of due process. It's not okay. We created Patriot Freedom Project to help the wives. We pay bills, we pay rent, mortgages, we help with holidays. We have back to school coming up. We'll raise, money. We'll ask people to donate, back to school supplies, and we make sure they get through the holidays.
This is wrong. I'm angry. I'm pissed. I want a hearing on this on Capitol Hill. On Americans being treated like animals for political purposes. Everyone out there, if it's $5, do it now. It's un-American. Support these families. PatriotFreedomProject.com. PatriotFreedomProject.com. Okay, I gotta calm down. Next, Victor Davis Hanson. Stay here on America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.